Today, we went through stories 10 through 21, really the second half of the maises of Rabbi Bar Bachana, which we saw, by the way, were not all related to Rabbi Bar Bachana. But we went through the second half of these maises, and a lot of these stories related to a Taya, an Arab merchant, that was taking Rabbi Bar Bachana through the desert. And he took him to some pretty spectacular places. He showed him the Meisei Midbar, fascinating. Then he took him to the place of Har Sinai, and then he took him to the Mokim of Gehenim, it seems like, or at the very least, the place where the Bluye Koirach are, and they were able to hear Moshe Emes v'sayros ayemes v'him v'adam. So the Marsha asks a very pointed and seemingly a very obvious question. Marsha in his Chedushi Agadis asks the following.
If you take these Gemaras literally, I have the following question. Now, this is the Marshal of Shitasai who took these Gemaras literally, right?
You have to take these Gemaras literally. How could you not? Like the Rash Mishans, like the Yad Rama. Of course you take these Gemaras literally.
So it says the Marshal that based on the Pshutai Shal Mikro, I don't understand. Hataya Hazeh.
Why was he not Megayer? If this person saw all these fantastic maisim, he just saw Gehenim, he saw that Das Kairach, he saw Har Sinai, right? He saw the supernatural nature of the Meisei Midbar. So how did that not get him to a place that he was Megayer? How did he remain Hahuta? It's a very simple question. It's the kind of question that if you were learning with your little child, he'd probably ask you. It'd be, I don't know, above my pay grade. But it's a good kasha, and the Marsha is the one that asked the kasha. And again, he only asks it l'shitasai because he holds you have to take these gemaras literally. If this is all one big muscle, so it's not a kasha. In the world of the Ben Yoyada, this is not a kasha. But the Marsha l'shitasai asks that I don't understand how is it possible that he wasn't Megayer. So I saw Dover Nifla in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim, and it's in Parshas Toldos, and it's Behektim of Art that we've mentioned in the past, and that is the Chidah in a Sefer Chaimas Anach. He brings from what he refers to as the Kat HaKoidmin, that Taich, that in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, so we know that Rivka is having a very difficult pregnancy, and she runs to Shem Ben Noach to find out what's going on. And when she comes to Shem Ben Noach, what does she say? Vatoymer, she said, Im Kain, Lomazeh Anoichi. Why me? So that's what you do with the Brisker Rav's Pshat and Lomazeh Anoichi. But the Chidah brings from the Katakoid man that says a Dover Nifla. They said that we know that Avram Avinu had a Shifcha. The Shifcha was Hagar. Why did Avram Avinu take a Shifcha? Why would he have taken Hagar? Avram Avinu, the great tzaddik, he's married to Hagar, she's a mitzris. Why would he have been married to a mitzris? So the Mekubalim, this Katakoidman said that the reason is because Avram Avinu was the son of Terach. And Avram Avinu came from Zerah Pasul. He didn't come from Zerah Kasha. His father was an Oved Avodah Zarah. Now, he did Shuvah Soif Yomav maybe, but he himself was an Oved Avodah Zarah. And as a result, the Heroin, the Teeper from Weir, Avram Avinu was born, and the womb from where he was born really was Pasul. And as a result, Avram Avinu was born with Psoilus. And it was important that that Psoilus that Avram Avinu had not be transmitted to Klal Yisrael and not be transmitted to his son Yitzchak, ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazera. Klal Yisrael was supposed to come from Yitzchak. So Avram Avinu married Hagar, and through Hagar, he got rid of the Psoilus that was part of his DNA. That Psoilus would become manifest in Yishmael. So now, afterwards, when Avram Avinu had a child, Yitzchak, Yitzchak was Kuloi Kodesh, and as a result, that Psoilus that he had inherited biologically from his parents that were Rishoim would not be transmitted into the DNA of Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak, however, married Rivka. Yitzchak didn't take Shevcha. And the reason Yitzchak didn't take a Shevcha, because Yitzchak was already Kulei Kodesh. Yitzchak's parents were Avram and Sarah. So for Yitzchak, it was already not necessary. What happened? Rivka is pregnant. And Chazal say that whenever she would pass the Beis Medrash, she felt kicking. And then she would pass the Beis Avodah Zarah, she felt kicking as well. And what she realized was, is that on the one hand, there was Kedusha inside her womb, but on the other hand, there was also a Rasha, and there was a Shoyrish of Tumah, there was a Klippa that she was carrying as well. Of course, that would be Esav. So Vatoyma, she said, Im Kain, if that's the case, Lomazeh Anoichi, why didn't my husband also take a Shivcha? I had a Cheshbin that
it wasn't necessary to take the shivcha. Yeah, my shver Avraham Avinu had to take a shivcha. Why? To get rid of the psoilus of Terah. But if there's still psoilus left over in Yitzchak, which could be, right? There's an Indian of Dar Shlishi, Dar Asiri. So if there's still a little bit of psoilus, then it shouldn't have been min. Why me? It should have been a shivcha. And my husband should have taken a shivcha, and he should have been the one that's carrying this psoilus. This is what the Chidah says. So the Chidah says, Ad kana pirish. I want to fear Royce, and I want to continue along this theme. What did Shem ben Noach Tarifka Shnei Goyim bebitnech? And Chazal say Al tikri Goyim ala Geyim Elu Antoninus v'Rebbe. So he says that it's Yudu in the name of the Gurei Ha'ari, that Talmid of Dari said that it was a Messiah from Darizal that said that if you look around the world you find Geyim. Throughout our history we've had Geyim, but rarely do you find that anyone from Yishmael is Megayer. It's something that you almost never find. And the Emes says it's a Pella. Why is it? And the Gurei Ha'ari didn't explain. They just made the observation. Says the Chidah, I think I know the Teretz. You know what the Teretz is? It's because the Yishmaelim come from Yishmael, whereas the other Umois come from Esav. Esav was in the womb of Rivka. And because Esav was in the womb of Rivka, say Esav b'shroshay has Kedusha. Roshay shal Esav is buried in the Maros HaMachpelah. So b'shroshay there's Kedusha. And that Kedusha is manifest that you'll find descendants of Esav that are going to be Megayer. But Yishmael was not in the womb of Sarah. He was in the womb of Hagar, and that's why there's no Shurish of Kedusha, and that's why they're far and few in between. Whenever you're going to find Gerim that are going to come from Yishmael. So says the Chidah, that was the answer. The answer was Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. Al Tikri Goyim Ela Geyim. Elu Antoninus V'Rebbe. And the Chidah says, think about it. That's the answer. Antoninus V'Rebbe. Antoninus Man Dechar Shmei. The Teretz says, because Antoninus was a very prominent Ger Tzedek. And what Shem Ben Noach was saying was that you want to know why Anoichi, why you? You have to have an Esav. The reason you have to have an Esav is because like this, you'll be the mother of the Hamoin Goyim. All the Geyim that are going to come in future generations. And they're going to leave the Klal Yisrael, they're going to be Megayer. It's all because of the fact that you're carrying. So it's a different cheshbon. The reason there was a Hagar was Enochinami, to remove the psoilus. It was to remove the psoilus of Terach, and that would be manifest in Yishmael, who's one shtick psoilus. The reason you're carrying Esav has nothing to do with that. The Katakoidmen are right. Rivka's Kasha is a wonderful Kasha, but it's a different Cheshman. The Cheshman is like this, they could be Gerim. And Gerim is part of Klal Yisrael. And the only reason it's Shaykh Gerim is because of the fact that Esav was in the womb of Rivka, and that's why Gerim, Ruba the Ruba, come from Esav. And it's very rare that you're ever going to find a Ger or a Geyoris that's going to come from Yishmael. So the Megadim Chadashim of David Yoyal Y Shlita, Beroiv Biki Yusei, which is Niflin the Welt says, take a look at the Sefer Birchas Avram on Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tzadik Zayin. So who is the Birchas Avram who wrote a Pirish on Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah? So the Birchas Avram's name was Rabbi Avram Shapiro. Rabbi Avram Shapiro was a Preshburger Yid. He was a Rav in Preshburg at the time of the war. Believe it or not, he was killed by the Nazis in 1944 in Auschwitz. Hashem Yimkom Damoy. He wrote many, many Sfarim. He was a tremendous Goyin. Some of the Sfarim that he wrote are actually around, all printed before the war, as far as I know. But the point is, he wrote many, many Sfarim. And he was a tremendous Goyin. And I looked up Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah Dav Tzadik Zayin. And over there, he's talking about this Inyan that Tosfos says in Mesechtes Chulin Davav, that wherever it says Ahu Saba in Shas, so who's Ahu Saba? Ahu Saba is referring to Eliyahu HaNavi. And he brings that, there's kashas on it, because you find different gemaras. Tais himself asks on it, and it doesn't seem to stem with every gemara. So he says a beautiful chiddush. He says that I think that it could be this that you find, that Ahu Saba is referring to Eliyahu HaNavi. It's only when it says that lashon Ahu Saba, meaning, let's say it says Zokin Echad, or a Zokin, or a Saba, then it's not going to be Eliyahu HaNavi. That's his vart. He says it's when it says Ahu Saba. And the vart is, because Ahu Saba, Ahu is like with the Hey Ayadiyah. The Saba. Who's the Saba? Who is it? So he says, the Saba. The Saba is referring to Eliyahu HaNavi. And then he says, it could be you can go even a little bit further. He says, because there's different gemaras where you find this nusach of Ahu Taya. Ahu Taya. It says, take a look above a Basra, in Perek HaMoiches HaSvino. We have all the Agadot Gemaras there that talk about Ahu Taya. And this Taya seemed to be tapped in a crazy way, right? Marshal doesn't understand how he was Megayer. I have a different Kasha. How do you know all these things, right? Like, how is it possible that this Taya even knew this? Right? It doesn't sound like the Tanam and the Amoram knew this. Tunk this Taya knew it. So he says, Lule de Mistafina, I would say, you know who Ahu Taya is? It's Ahu Sabah. Could be when Tosfos brings this Yesh Mefarshim that Ahu Sabah is Eliyahu HaNavi, he's not coming from the Sabah Shaboy. He's coming from the Ahu Shaboy. Ahu Sabah with the Hey Ayodia. Right? Oisei Ayoim, Brochis Chav Chesam Rav, the Gemara makes a big deal of. Wherever it says that day, oh, that day is not just any day. It's the day that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, that Rebbe Reuven Ragolus said in his famous piece that the Baskel came out that said, Eilu Veilu Divrei Kimchayim V'Alocha Kebeisil. But the point is, it's Ahu. And if that's the case, it could be Ahu Taya is also Eliyahu HaNavi. Now he's going to say, oh, yo, HaNavi is a Taya. Yo, Novi is a Saba, yeah, he's a Zayda, he's an Altayi, there's a Shiny. That I understand. He's an Arab merchant. He says, yeah, it's a Mefurish Gemara. Brachis Tavavah Mebeis. The Gemara says, Ahu Gavra. The Kamatzi Achiru Bei Knisha. There was a person that was davening in the back of the Beis HaKnesses. Vloy Mahadar Apil Bei Knisha. And he wasn't even facing the Beis HaMet. Beis HaKnesses. Cholof Eliyo Chazie. Eliyo Novi saw him. Idmilei Kitaya. He dressed up like an Arab merchant. Amalei Kedu Bar Kaimis Kami. And he killed him. So he says there's a precedent already that Eliyahu HaNavi sometimes comes as an Arab merchant. And if that's the case, Yesh Loimar, Ahu Saba, Ahu Zokein, he brings others as well. Ahu Taya could be as Eliyahu HaNavi. So he says, if Ahu Taya is Eliyahu HaNavi, you could be Miyashiv the Marshal's Kasha. The Marshal asked the Kasha. He says, I don't understand. Why was the Taya not Megayer? He says, Lulei de Mistafina said this Yid, that it could be Ahu Taya is Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishmi. He doesn't have to be Megayer. He's Eliyahu HaNavi. And that's why he wasn't Megayer. So at the end of this piece, it's 2 pages long. It's mamish beautiful. It's Divrei Pi Chacham Chen. But at the end of this piece, he says, Ubederech Agav, Ubeoifen Achar, Yesh Liyashiv Kushas HaMashal, a little bit differently. Ubehektim Ashikosav Achidah. And that's why we spoke at this whole introduction, that the Chidah brings in his Chemes Anach B'Shem the Guri Ari, that it's few and far in between that you ever find the Yishmaelim be Megayer. And the reason is because they don't have it in them to be Megayer. It's Tavke the Bnei Esav, that it's Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, Altikre Goyim Elegeim, Rebbe Vantaninus, their Megayer, of Yishmael, who was not in the womb of Sarah. So therefore, by the Yishmaelim, you don't find Geirim. So Zokta, that's the terrorist of the Marshal's Kasha. The Marshal says, I don't understand that this Yishmaeli, this Taya, saw so much Gedula. How is he not Megayer? The terrorist is because he doesn't have it in him to be Megayer. That's the terrorist. Because it's true, it's true. The Yishmaeli and the Adoimi can see the same exact thing. The Adoimi is going to be Megayer. The Yishmaeli is not going to be Megayer. Because to become a Yid is not just you see a miracle, you become a Yid. The way you become a Yid is you have to have a Shirish of Kedusha. You have to have a Pintali Yid. We have a Pintali Yid. But the Bnei Esav, they don't have a pintle yid, but they have something. There's a pintle of Kedusha. Rosh Hashanah Esav is a Maris HaMachpelah. That comes from the fact that it's Altikri Goyim Elegeim, there was Shnei Geim Bevitnech. This Yishmaeli saw all the wonderful things, but at the same time, he was missing that Shoyrish of Kedusha, and it's for that reason he wasn't a guy. That's the Teretz in the Marshal's Kasha. Again, this is a Vart from a Yid whose name was Rabbi Avram Shapiro. He was a Rav in Prishbarg. He wrote many Svarim, clearly a Goyen Oilam, Chsida Shiyid. He writes that in the Hakdama to the Sefer, he's an Enochel from Pinchas Karetzer, probably from Amir Shapiro's Mishpach, who was also an Enochel from Rabbi Pinchas Karetzer. But regardless, the Soysov, Yiyu, Doivavais, Bekan.